Hey there! Welcome to this session of the MMOA Academy on Air. Think of this as your personal lab for understanding how the tools we created for you to better understand the mammography medical outcome audit results work. This tool is the Screening Mammogram Interpretation Analysis. It's super easy to use, and we'll walk through it together. It is designed to allow you the chance to explore the relationship between screening mammogram interpretations, recall rates, and positive predictive value 1. You can adjust the sliders or enter values directly into the input fields to represent the number of mammograms in each category. Then, you can review the information in the results section to better understand the significance of how these values impacted the recall rate and PPV1 in the mammography screening interpretations evaluated. As you look down through the page, you will see a variety of sliders. They represent different categories of mammogram results. Let's start with assessed at screening negative benign. This is the number of mammograms that came back looking normal. You can either drag this slider or type a number right here. Now, the next sliders, assessed at screening, needs additional imaging, probably benign, suspicious, and highly suggestive. Those are the mammograms that need a closer look. They're the ones that triggered a recall, meaning the patient was asked to come back for more tests. And finally, the last two are really important. True positives are the women whose mammograms looked questionable, were recalled, and, ultimately, were found that they did have breast cancer within 1 year of their screening mammogram. False positives are the women whose mammograms looked questionable, were recalled, and, ultimately, were found not to have breast cancer within 1 year of their screening mammogram. When you first open up the tool, it is preset with values in these fields to help get you started. However, it can accept up to 10,000 negative screening mammogram assessments and a combination of 5,000 positive assessments made at the time of screening. As you move these sliders or enter different values, the tool instantly calculates some key numbers. First is the total interpretations. That's just the sum of all the mammograms you've entered. Then there is the recall rate that tells us what percentage of mammograms resulted in a recall. A higher recall rate means more women are called back for extra tests. We've even included a benchmark from the BCSC, the Breast Cancer Surveillance Consortium, to give you some context for what is considered optimal benchmarks breast imaging practices should be seeking to achieve. Next up is PPV1, that's the positive predictive value one. It tells us of all the women with a positive mammograms assessed at screening, how many actually had cancer. Again, we've got a BCSC benchmark for comparison. And if you accidentally enter more true and false positives than the total recalled assessments, we'll give you a friendly little warning here. Below the results, you'll find some helpful info about recall and PPV1. We've broken down the formulas and explained why these numbers matter. You can see how the different categories of mammogram results affect the overall recall and PPV1. For example, if you increase the number of false positives, you can see how that lowers the PPV1 rate. That's it! Play around with the sliders and numbers. You'll get a real feel for how these factors interact. It's a great way to understand the complexities of mammogram screening. High-quality mammography is a vital tool in our fight against breast cancer. By understanding the nuances of recall rates and PPV1, we empower ourselves to make informed decisions, minimize unnecessary anxiety, and ultimately, save lives. Let's commit to striving for excellence in every screening, every interpretation, every interaction,